Loneliness is nothing new. Humankind has been lonely as far back as we've been able to articulate our isolation. But in a world with almost 7 billion people, communicating constantly by smartphone, iPad, Skype, Google Chat, Twitter, how can we really still feel alone? How do we live private lives in public? And perhaps more importantly, what does public isolation do to us? That's a question at the center of Jonathan Coe's new book. It's called The Terrible Privacy of Maxwell Sim. And the novel follows the journey, literal journey, of the title character, who spends much of the story alone in his car, and one of the only voices he hears is this one directing him through traffic. Give us directions maybe to the Shetland Islands.
You have reached your destination.
That is Karen Jacobson. She's the actual voice that can be heard in GPS units in millions of cars around the world.
You do that voice for real? That's your voice?
Yeah, I can speak normally too, but then I do have that GPS voice.
Did you have to audition for that?
I did.
Wow.
That hers was the most calming, authoritative voice.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Karen Jacobson. But in the novel, the GPS voice is named Emma. Jonathan?
Yeah.
Did you actually find yourself attracted to the voice of your GPS? Is that where their idea came from?
Well, yeah, that is basically where the idea came from. In fact, the idea came from a marital argument, a very difficult moment in my own marriage where we'd just literally bought a new car. I'd never had a GPS system in my car before. And we were driving along and my wife was talking to me. And suddenly the voice on GPS gave me directions and I told my wife to shut up. I said, look, I'm listening to this person.
You are shocking, and, Karen Jacobson.
Wow, you're a home wrecker.
Yeah, Karen Jacobson.
Home wrecker.
Recalculating.
I thought I was helping people communicate better with their spouses, but not always.
I have to say it wasn't Karen's voice. The voice on my GPS is definitely an English voice. Now, listening to Karen's voice now, Karen has an amazing voice. I mean, I think the argument would have been much worse if it had been her.
Another novel, Jonathan. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, possibly.
But in your novel, this affection that your lead character, Maxwell Sim, has for his GPS is a metaphor to a certain extent of his own isolation, that he really doesn't have any disconnection. He's aware that he's disconnected from humankind, and yet he can't seem to connect. The only person he can really connect with is Emma. That's the name that he gives to the voice of his GPS.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, as a novelist, it occurred to me that in the last 15 or 20 years, we've seen an incredible technological change in the way that we communicate with each other. And I thought, you know, it was time to try and reflect this in fiction, really, and to ask questions about what it's actually done to the nature of our relationships. So I took a central character, Maxwell Sim, who is already kind of socially awkward and difficult, not good at connecting with people. And now suddenly he has all these different means of communicating. He has texting, he has email, he has Facebook. He has a couple that you mentioned that are kind of too new even for me to have put in the novel, like Skype and Twitter, which have really only taken off in the last few years.
It's got to keep up with the world there, Jonathan. You know, but it's going to keep you in business as a writer. I'm wondering, though, Maxwell Sim, of course, is made up in your novel. But is he related to the made-up characters in the video game, The Sims?
No, that was a happy coincidence. I called him Sim because of the SIM card that we all carry in our cell phones. But I wasn't aware of the virtual reality Sims until an interviewer in Europe actually pointed that out to
me.
Or
a lawyer.
Of course, now I claim it as my own and as a brilliant extra metaphorical dimension to the book.
Well, Karen Jacobson, I mean, the idea of married men developing a crush on you, that's actually not fiction. That's occurred to you before.
It has, and it's actually happened more regularly than one would expect. I mean, I was at a party last week, on the weekend, and I was introduced to this couple. My husband and I were there, and someone said, oh, you know, Karen's the voice in your GPS. And this gentleman he went bright red, and he said, I've been in love with you for the longest time. In front of his wife at this party.
And what was her reaction?
Oh, she laughed. She thought it was hilarious. But he was really noticeably embarrassed. It was a very interesting experience.
But is that different than people who say to us, I listen to you in the shower every morning?
I mean, think it's quite different.
Really? How so?
Because I think people really personalize their experience with their GPS.
Because you're talking to them.
You're alone. Sometimes you're alone. It's a dark road. You're lost.
You're the voice of the angels.
You know what? It's an interesting thing. I mean, I know myself, if I'm in a car, it's a companion. To, you know, not myself. I'm not listening.
But they must argue. They must argue with you also.
Absolutely.
If your voice sends them the wrong way, they probably get pretty angry.
Absolutely. And they take that out on the machine, who they personalize as a person, not the person in the car with them. Not always, apparently, but many times.
And Jonathan, what she's talking about is exactly the kind of dilemma that you're imagining in your book. And it is a Jonathan Coe novel, so it's funny. I mean, to the extent that this guy, Maxwell Sim, gets involved in such a rant on his flight home from Australia that the guy next to him suffers a fatal heart attack and he doesn't notice. I mean, that's how disconnected the guy is. And this is the dilemma you're talking about, that he's developing a personal relationship. And I guess there's a real person behind the GPS voice, but it's not a real relationship.
It's not a real relationship, and you know the mistake he makes, the kind of tragic mistake he makes during the course of the book, is to mistake it for a real relationship. In the first half of the book, he does attempt a lot of real relationships with men and women, and they all fail spectacularly in comic or tragic ways. The most extreme being the guy who actually dies next to him on the plane. And then suddenly, you know, he finds himself alone in his car, as Karen said, lost in Scotland. And, you know, this voice, this beautiful female voice, which never argues with him, always accepts his instructions unquestioningly, you know, that becomes a kind of salvation to him. And for a while, he does mistake his relationship with her for something real, for something meaningful.
What's more real, getting mad at technology or falling in love with the voice of technology?
Well, you know, I think what we have to be careful about while we're using this new technology is, you know, investing it with too much imagined humanity, if you like, and that's the mistake that Maxwell makes. We have to remember that these are just machines, and we shouldn't get too attached to them. And I see that happening around me with my friends and with myself sometimes all the time. You know, we've allowed ourselves very quickly to become incredibly dependent on these devices, and you know, maybe it's time to pull back a little bit from that.
Karen, do you ever give your husband directions when he's going the wrong way in the car?
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh, there's a story.
I would advise
there.
Against that.
We definitely have a lot of humor around it, though. I can say that.
You know what you need, though, on GPS is to protect you?
Tell me.
Do not attempt to contact me directly. Something like that.
Especially with your wife next to you.
I am not real. I may seem real, but I'm not
Excellent.
Real.
See, there we go.
Karen Jacobson, the voice that millions of people hear from their GPS units around the world, and Jonathan Coe, his new book is called The Terrible Privacy of Maxwell Sim. Thanks to both of you.
Do you have a card, Karen? No, nothing.
No.
Never mind. So, that's great. Jonathan Coe's The Terrible Privacy of Maxwell Sim, I think, is like my biography.
Yeah. You don't need a GPS to find us. That's at the website at thetakeaway.org. And you can, if you're in love with your technology.
Or at Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. If
or
you're in love
you
with your technology, try our iPhone app, download it, become a reporter for the show, take pictures, audio, video, don't fall in love with it.
Be a
we'll
part
use it online.
Of our conversations.
That's right.
At thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway. Hey, can you say that for us, Karen?
This is The Takeaway.
Do you do phone answering machines?
We can talk.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.